There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
And this is another one that we can put in the cemetery.
That one, you're done with that habit, Ed Sheeran.
I'm done with this song, too. I need to.
Boy, there's really needs to be some changes being made here.
Times, they are changing. And this should be one of them. I want, I'm going to make a list.
So Ghost, Justin Bieber.
Yep.
You're done with that, Ed Sheeran.
I'm done. Sia.
Oh, Sia. Sia.
Unstoppable. So done with Sia.
Yeah, that one's... It's just a little bit... It's like 60 beats per minute, put your grandma to sleep.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. So, anyway. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. Hour three, Jason and Alexis in the morning. My buddy Lex is off for the week, enjoying some time with her family. We're grateful that Mike is helping us out. And Don McLean has slid over. We're in the cockpit. And we promise a very smooth flight. But just in case it gets bumpy, keep your seatbelt on. And speaking of bumpy, it's time for Second Chance Romance.
Yeah.
That's right. Dawn, who do we have?
Today we have Noah, and he is on the phone with us right now. Hi, Noah. Welcome to the Jason and Alexis show. Minus Alexis
hey,
today.
Girl, hi.
Hey, girl.
Hi. Noah, thank you for writing in. We appreciate it.
No, thank you guys for having me. I really, really appreciate it.
Yeah.
And thank you for answering the phone, considering last week we had some people drop out. So
last week, we had 2 weeks in a row. Remember, Dawn?
No, it was just last week with two of them.
Oh,
Tuesday and Thursday. Yeah, they both didn't. Anyway, it's a brand new week, and Noah, we're glad to have you.
Yeah. Tell us your story, my friend.
Yeah, so, I had a really great time with my date, Dylan. He's, super sweet. Super nice, also crazy hot. So just being honest, we met online and I noticed that he was a social worker and I it was so admirable that he is passionate about helping the community and making changes. But to be very honest, I didn't know if I was going to be able to keep up with our conversation. Oh. But I actually I learned a ton on our date and there were times where I maybe just nodded and pretended to know what he was talking about, but I did my best. But we just went for drinks. It was nothing really super formal yet or anything.
Okay. All right. Well, what did you do on your date? What was the conversation like?
The conversation was good. I thought it kind of flowed okay. I was a little maybe nervous to get into some of the topics he brought up because like I said, I'm not super knowledgeable about social work and stuff. But he had a lot of heart. I have a super big passion for travel. So I talked about that most of the time. I just got back from Mexico City and did the Day of the Dead celebrations there.
Ooh.
Talked about my trip to Vail that I have coming up. And I also had a chance to go to BravoCon, which was unreal.
What? Nice. You did? Oh
we'll
my
have to
gosh.
Do a whole separate segment with you on that at some point. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh my gosh.
Cool.
It was so amazing. But I work remotely, so I can kind of do my job anywhere. But my home base is here in Minneapolis.
Okay.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool. Nice. So you had some fun things to talk about. It didn't get too,
serious
with the social work and everything.
No.
Okay. Well,
how did it end?
Anything weird?
I mean, the one thing that I kind of noticed was that he was just looking around the bar a lot, at some point he just kind of seemed spacey and uninterested. And I don't know, maybe he caught on that I wasn't super educated on his line of work, but I honestly did my best to keep up and I didn't talk the whole time. I totally asked him questions about himself. I don't know. Maybe I rambled too much. I have a tendency to do that when I'm nervous, but, I don't know. Yeah, that's the only thing that I can think of that was kind of a little maybe weird.
Okay.
But no, and I know Dawn asks you to do this. Other than that, like, you don't have any weird habits or nothing, like, you don't speak backwards or you don't, like, you don't hum incessantly, nothing like that.
You don't have He-Man dolls in the back of your window.
Hey, now, like, Dawn. Hey, now. Oh, hey, now. I mean,
like, or, hey, like, what are those called?
Transformers?
Yeah, Transformers. Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing like that?
No, no. Okay. I got rid of all of my toys a couple years ago when my parents moved. So, like,
okay. No garbage.
I'm good there now.
No garbage in your car? But... okay.
Well,
yeah, no. I there's nothing like that's wearing in any way, shape, or form, really.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Well, Noah, here's what we're going to do. Mike is going to put you on hold. You're going to be able to hear what you're going to hear what happens next. Yeah. Dylan has been on hold. All dude knows is that we're calling about a date. He doesn't know that we're calling about your date, and he's heard nothing. Okay, so hold on, hold on just a second. Okay, let's go ahead and put Dylan up. Dylan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, hi. You're live on the air. Well, this is Jason and Alexis in the morning. Thank you first and foremost for agreeing to do this. We acknowledge
Hey, girl.
Well, then you know what? I'm just going to get right to it. You probably know this segment, so I'm going to say, hey, why didn't you go back out with Noah?
No. Oh, Noah.
That's who we're calling about.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. I did do this. First, I got to let you guys know I got an appointment at 8:30.
Okay.
So that's I'm kind of on a time crunch here. But okay. I have a commercial way before that.
So, yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of hard to explain. Like, I don't know. I just felt like I wasn't in his league. I mean, I don't know. He lives, like, a completely different lifestyle than I do, right? Like, I make about as much money as a teacher, you know? Mm. But he has, like, so much disposable income, and it was like, you know, it was apparent, like, as soon as he started talking about himself, that there was no way I'd be able to keep up with him.
Oh, okay. So what do you, like, the traveling and things like that? Like,
well yeah. I mean, like, he's got this, like, dream lifestyle. He can, like, travel all the time. You know, he can go, like, I can't afford to do anything like that. Like, yeah. My vacations are usually to Duluth or maybe, like, Chicago, if I could save my money, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just didn't see it working out, and it seems like he was a little out of touch anytime I started talking about anything serious.
Oh. Well,
okay.
I don't know. I just felt like I was intimidated by the guy. Like, I like him. I mean, I thought he was cute, but I mean, I don't know. It was just like two different pieces to a puzzle. I don't know. It was not even for the same puzzle. It was.
What?
Okay.
Yeah. Is it possible though that you both were possibly reading into something that wasn't there? I'm just trying to be poly positive today.
Yeah.
Is it possible that you were reading into something that maybe wasn't really happening?
I don't know. You can kind of tell. I mean, especially I'm a social worker, right? Like,
yeah.
This is my line of work. Like, I'm constantly talking with people and reading people and, you know, trying to, you know, help families and stuff. So I have a tendency to be able to tell when someone's listening. Right.
Oh.
I just felt like he was, every time I would talk about that stuff, like, you know, he would, you know, congratulate me and commend me, you know, in a roundabout way. But it always just kind of felt like he was waiting for his turn to talk about his trips.
On anything?
That's kind of bad. I don't know. Well, maybe we should.
Yep.
Well, you kind of know how this segment goes if you've heard it. We do have Noah on the phone with us, so we're gonna put him on right now.
Noah, say hi to Dylan.
Hey, Dylan. I know you're busy, so, like, thanks for doing this.
Sure, no problem.
So I just, like, I want to just double check, like, you weren't, like, leaving when you got up and left, like, go on, like, another date or something like that.
Oh.
No, I told you why I was leaving. Like, we're understaffed at work. I had to go in early to, like, fill and file a tile, so much paperwork. And, like, before I even start work. So, I mean, like, again, that's why I think you weren't really listening.
Ooh. Okay. I was listening. I don't know. I guess I, like, didn't believe you, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, I get it. Like, people make up excuses to leave dates, but, like, that was legitimately the reason. I'm just, every minute is spoken for almost.
So honestly, like, I just feel like really stupid now. It sounds like you like just don't like me, which is fine. I just kind of thought we connected and had a good vibe going, but I don't know. I guess not.
I mean, it seemed like you were having a really good time. I mean, you told me like a million vacation stories. I can't afford to travel like that. So it just felt like a mismatch. Like, I don't know. I don't even know that we were having the same conversation at that table.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's fair. I guess, like, if you don't have vacation time or, like, money, that would be pretty unrealistic for me to date you anyway. So, whatever.
Oh, God.
Okay. Super weird to be rejected by somebody who I rejected first, but all right.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. I'm not even going to ask. I don't
okay,
care.
Okay, well, yeah,
guys.
Usually we ask if you want to go out again, but it's kind of clear that you
hard
don't.
No. Yeah,
I mean,
hard no.
I mean, unless you guys can afford to send us to, you know, some international trip, I think I'm good.
Okay. We just have a gift card to Red Cow.
He's clearly just crabby because he has to work early, but, like, I don't even know who this person is. He's a completely different guy. This is ridiculous.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? It's okay. Let's not make this nasty, you know?
Yeah. Guys, have a great Thanksgiving, okay?
Yeah. Just coming thanks, from two
thank
different
you.
Worlds.
Thanks for your help, guys.
Thanks.
No problem.
Hope you still listen to the show. Thanks,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, thank you for both being my talkers.
Thank you.
Bye. Oh, God.
See, here's what my theory was going to be.
Okay.
I thought that our luck might change because if you noticed, I was purposely taking on the role of Alexis. And I was trying to be poly-positive.
You were? Oh, yes. Now I see.
I was purposely trying to find a glimmer in the woods. A glimmer. Just a glimmer of
light.
A little
ghost
leading,
light.
Like a little ghost light
little
leading
fairy.
My way. Like what was it from Harry Potter? Remember Lily Potter was the deer? Like, not the spirit, the spirit.
Yes. She was like a ghost.
Not the whole cruxes, but what are they called? Powder people, what are they called?
The stag?
The stag, remember, but they're a name.
Oh,
it's like
okay.
The spirit.
Of the woods? Of the forest?
Mm-hmm. Patronus! Patronus!
Patronus, which sounds like a great tequila.
Doesn't it? Anyway, I need some tequila right about now.
Right. Well, I see what you mean, though, because it seemed like it was just a miscommunication. Like, oh, I thought he didn't like me.
And
they were misunderstanding each other. But really, when it comes down to it, once we talked to Dylan, he's like, no, I can't afford that. And he wasn't listening to me.
Yeah, no. So that happened. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Dawn has the Dirt Alert next.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back, Jason and Alexis, in the morning. Right here on My Talk, everything entertainment, everything. Oop, we tried. I'm Jace, Lex is off, Dawn's here, Mike's here, and Dawn has the Dirt Alerts.
Okay, so Chuck Lorre apparently was shopping around a TV pilot script. He wrote it. And it is not involving Charlie Sheen, but it's about Charlie Sheen.
Oh.
If you remember, the biggest war in entertainment in 2011 was Charlie Sheen. He was the biggest pill. I mean, that's, you know, very meta right there. But he was the worst person to work with. Just a nightmare. And he also called Chuck Lorre a turd and a clown. He publicly attacked him, launching anti-Semitic insults, and he lost his job. He got fired from Two and a Half Men. It was absolutely absurd. He was, you know, drinking tiger blood, and he was just
calling
like,
people warlocks.
They picked a fight with a warlock.
That's right.
Yes. So as we watched him completely crumble, obviously, just out of his...
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Mind, you know, Chuck Lorre remembered that he did, and now he wrote a pilot called Sex, Drugs, and a Sitcom. Ooh. And it was written just this June 15. And according to the source, he shopped it around town, but he just didn't get it set up. And it dropped jaws. It was a no holds barred account of what possibly went on behind the scenes.
Oh,
so they open up the pilot. So the Hollywood Reporter got a copy of the pilot. And they say that it opens up with an interview. It, I think it must have like a voiceover voice, sort of almost like Two and a Half Men did, I believe.
Like a narration, like, yeah, Carrie Bradshaw.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's the character, the Charlie Sheen character, is being interviewed by Matt Lauer on Today. And they identify Matt Lauer as an NBC news anchor back when he was still getting late at work.
Oh,
so they go after Chuck, goes after him. And then the pilot goes back in time, and it's like 9 years before it all turned into a septic cluster F, to tell the story of how Two and a Half Men came into existence. So it's like the casting would have been interesting because the real life characters that in flashbacks in the series, it had like Roseanne, Sybil, Grace Under Fire, Darman, Greg, yeah, you know, all kinds of people involved. So he also goes in on Les Moonves.
Well,
it calls him pervy. In the pilot, he calls him the most powerful man in television and a naughty, naughty boy.
Well,
so
two things can coexist.
It isn't really known if Chuck Lorre would have wanted to play himself, but he makes it clear how he wanted to be characterized in it. And the Hollywood Reporter is saying this is in the script. It said, in the telling of this story, Chuck Lorre is portrayed as witty and sympathetic. There's another version where he's arrogant and insecure. Somebody else can write that one. That's what he wrote. So it would give in to the fact that he would write scripts for the show where he was a sympathetic character, but then he is open to the fact that he would be arrogant in some episodes. And he goes, somebody else, I'll let somebody else write those. Doesn't that sound good?
This needs to be made by a network or a streaming service that has courage.
I know.
And will not edit this. Do not water it. If this is made, it should only be made the way he wrote it.
Yeah.
It should not be watered down and for fear of backlash.
Yeah.
Because who cares?
I completely agree. So I was like, oh, please make this happen. It looks like he isn't really moving forward with it just yet. But, you know, we don't know. It could happen, but it was written just this June. So he's been sitting on that and writing that for a long time. Even if it doesn't, just the fact that it's out in the universe and people have read the things that he has said about Charlie Sheen and what the pilot's like is kind of delicious. I don't know.
It's
the
so
best
much.
Revenge you can get. Like, okay, you're going to say these things about me. Here I am 11 years later.
It's like the TV sitcom version of Taylor Swift. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Right, Charlie?
I'm tired of pretending like I'm not bitching a total freaking rock star from Mars.
That's right, Charlie.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Can somebody just go off the rails like that, but not so deep and horrible like Kanye, who's mentally ill? We need another train wreck to happen.
A safe train wreck.
Safe train wreck where we don't feel bad. Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't know if you've ever watched Chrisley Knows Best.
I have not. I barely know who they are.
Really? Okay, yeah. So it is something else. That show's been on a while. TLC, I believe. But anyway, Todd and Julie Chrisley, very rich Southern family. You know, their kids have grown. Now their youngest is driving, which Grayson, they doted on this Grayson so much. I watched probably the first couple of seasons.
Oh, okay.
And to be honest with you, it felt like such an oddball family that had all this money, And he is very
gay.
Yeah. I didn't want to say it. He seemed, I hate to label that, but he seemed very, very gay and flamboyant. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why they got the show.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, they got in trouble for tax evasion. And it was
and
a big
fraud.
Deal. Bank fraud, tax evasion. So they just went through their, the whole court and they've been sentenced. Todd, 12 years in prison, and Julie, 7. Federal court. This is federal prison, guys.
And the judge said that part of the reason, because they could have had a much easier sentence because it's a white collar crime.
Right.
But their arrogance played into the judge's decision. Can you believe that?
Oh, my gosh. You know, judges. Yeah, they have the power to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So they were indicted back in 2019, and it's just come to fruition that they are going to jail.
Oof.
Grayson just had a terrible car accident. Anyway.
Not a good year for them. Go to mytalk1071.com for more stories like this. When we come back, we're going to talk about our good friend Colleen and her announcement that she made yesterday. We're so glad you're here, Jason and Alexis in the morning. Here on My Talk. Live streaming under My Talk app. I'm Jace. Lex is off. Dawn and Mike are here. I know that Alexis is bummed. I had lunch with Lex late last week. I know that Alexis is bummed that she's not here today. So I'm kind of speaking for the both of us. And we're obviously talking about the announcement from our buddy Colleen yesterday that she is stepping down from co-hosting Colleen and Bradley here on the station. And if you noted, if you heard Colleen's announcement yesterday, and if you just heard what I said, you're going to notice that, not careful, but I'm phrasing it in that way, because here's the reality. She's not really going anywhere. She's not leaving the family. She's just leaving the confines and the demand of a daily show, to be with her family, who needs her more than Britney Spears does. And Colleen, like so many people, because I know people, and luckily no one really has, and they shouldn't. As Colleen said yesterday, there is no drama with this announcement. At all.
Yeah, there's no hidden story.
There's nothing. No, and you know the station. Hubbard's very unusual in this way, and Colleen recognized this as well. I shouldn't say never, because it happened with Ian too. This rarely happens, and when I say this, I mean broadcasters usually don't get an opportunity to get back on the mic after the decision has been made that they're leaving. Because the companies that own, and I'm really pulling back the curtain, but we've been pulling back the curtain for 20 years, so you expect that. Broadcasting companies don't allow folks like us to be like, peace, and then come back on the mic. Or you do the last day.
You go, hey, guys, I'm not going to be back on Monday. Nothing's wrong. I've just decided to move in another direction.
Yeah, because they don't want an Ann Curry situation. You know, they don't want, and when I say Ann Curry, I just mean an uncomfortable situation for the performer and for the company, because it's show business. So the business aspect of it, they don't want Ann wasn't disgruntled. She should have been. I guess she kind of was, but they don't want a disgruntled employee coming on the air going, this sucks. Peace, I'm leaving. So that's why. Anyway, so that's not at all what this is. Colleen has just made the decision, like so many people post-pandemic, in reevaluating what matters, reevaluating her life and priorities, and in her reevaluation, realizing that she wants to stop down a little bit and reprioritize and have time for her family. What a concept.
She's a full-time caregiver for a family member.
Yeah.
And her kids are growing up. You know, her oldest son is picking out colleges.
Yeah.
Which just blew Bradley away yesterday, because when they started the show, he was 7. you know, and wrote him a little book about sports, which that in itself is really ironic.
Yeah. But take that in.
Yeah. But, you know, she just, it goes by so quickly, and she wants to be there for her kids, and she's, you know, trying to be there and present for the person yeah. she's caring for. But so we will have her back.
Yeah, she's going to, I'm gone as of the 30th for a vacation. I already told her, I said, can you fill in the day after you leave?
right.
I just joked. I said, because her last day is the 9th, so I wanted to make her laugh. I said, can you fill in on the 10th?
I've already been like, hey, when Alexis is gone, can you fill in for the show?
Yeah.
So you will hear her a lot bouncing around.
And she really means that. Sometimes people say that, you know, because HR makes you. But no, Colleen really is going to be on B. Arthur's list of fill-ins like Hanson and Shannon and stuff. Any hoodly doodly. Let me play a little bit of, because Colleen can talk about Colleen better than we can. So here's a little bit I pulled Colleen talking about you, because it's really you that matters, because it's sad for us selfishly, but it's really good news for Colleen. And the comments on My Talk socials reflected that. Everyone understands. Because again, as I said a few minutes ago, a lot of us, you may not have a radio show, but a lot of folks, Alexis went through that. I did. You reevaluate things. The pandemic really did have that effect. But here's Colleen talking about you, the My Talkers. Take a listen.
I really treasure the relationship that we have with our listeners so much. And we are because you are. We can't do this without all of you who are out there that I can't see right now. And also, I'm glad I can't see you right now. But you matter so much, and this, that's part of why this is such a hard conversation to have. Bradley and Holly have known for a while, and so that's why we can laugh a little bit. But you listeners have been such a vital part of this show and this radio station, and something new will come in this space. And I know that you listeners are going to fall in love with it. The other important thing for everybody to know is Bradley and Holly are still going to be around. I'm the one that's going. But that means that this show is also going to come to a close. And so between now and December 9th, which will be my last day, we are going to have the regular antics. We'll have some great reflections of some of the weird things that we've done, stink bombs. And I just want to end with the joy that we have enjoyed together for all of these years.
And they will.
Yeah, I can't. It's so hard to.
I talked about this with Lex. It's a little, and this isn't taking anything away from the feelings of the girls. And I'm sure the girls feel pretty similar, or Donna and Steve. It's very odd for us to think of the station without those yahoos together, you know? It's just very... Bradley started filling in on our show. Lex and I joked in the beginning that we kind of felt like they were our spinoff. They were the Jeffersons to our, or like, you know, or Sanford. They were a spinoff. They were like Joni Loves... Well, that's a horrible spinoff.
But
that's an awful one. They were Laverne and Shirley to our Happy Days. That's a perfect one right there.
Right, okay. Because they're both excellent.
Yeah. Joni Loves Chachi only lasted half a season. But anyway... and so we took extra love and pride in those two, and because both of them would fill in on our show, and Bradley and I were friends. We were just normal friends. I would be on his podcast, Wanda Wisdom. We hung out together, we're social friends, and I asked B. Arthur if Bradley could fill in for me. And he did, and then B. Arthur fell in love with him, and bada boom, bada bing, and everyone already loved Colleen. And they started doing a weekend show together. So,
yeah, much like you and Alexis.
Yeah. So I can't imagine. My point in all this is I will cry on the last day.
Yes.
I'm having a very, selfishly, I'm having a very hard time. And I said this to her when as you heard Colleen say, we've all known, and we all have big mouths. I can't believe this was a secret. Anyway, that's a joke there.
Well, we love her, and we want her privacy to be private.
No,
you know?
I'm joking. I'm just making a joke of we're all radios. We're all broadcasters and communicators, and we managed to keep this a secret. But I can't imagine this station without her. I can't. It's just very weird to think of the family makeup without Colleen, because she's just the best. And as I said in the first hour, and go back and listen to it, the best ones make it look easy, and Colleen has made this look easy, and it's not. And that's part of the reason why she's leaving, because the shows, you know, don't just materialize. A lot of work goes in before, you know, the mic gets cracked
open.
Yeah,
every day.
Every day.
And she needs to be present, you know. Selfishly, we want her here, but it was a super hard decision for her to make. But
yep,
we support her.
So, bad for us, great for Colleen. And we still have several weeks to celebrate our friend. She ain't going anywhere, so it's not a wake. So, I don't want to get too mawkish and maudlin. But, so, Colleen, we love you. We support you. We're very excited for you. We're jealous of you. And, but we're more happy than anything. So, there we go. More to say, more to come in the weeks ahead. So more to come on this show right after this. Stay with us. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. And thanks to everyone being kind to Colleen on social media, too. Don't make me cut a biatch. I mean, I'm just going to say that. Don't make me slap somebody. I just, you know.
Well, all the moms out there know.
Absolutely. But, you know, people are dumped on. There's some bots out there that can just latch onto a thread. So I'll cut you. Just FYI. I'll cut you. I will find you. I'll slap a biatch. I'm just telling you. So thank you. And all kidding aside, thank you for your kindness for our friend.
Yes.
Anyway, welcome back. It is Tuesday, November 22nd. Alexis is taking the week off to spend some time with her family. We're thrilled and we're happy that Mike is helping us out. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
We were going to get to this yesterday, but we saved it. Toy ideas for kids that are hyper.
Yes. Like,
okay, I love this.
Kids that have endless energy. BuzzFeed came up with a list of toys that you can buy when you're absolutely exhausted. And you're like, what can I do to... It's almost like when you have a really hyper dog, like a border collie, and they just need to run. They just need to run and run so that you can tire them out. Well, they found some great toys for the holidays. The first one, the best-selling one, is Little Tyke's Trampoline. Because they can't stop jumping on the bed and bounce. They can bounce on this for hours instead. So it's a mini trampoline, but the great thing about it is that it has a big handle that comes up so that they can hold onto it and bounce and not bounce off and hit the coffee table and crack their head open. You know?
Yeah, because I always got the impression that trampolines were not the safest thing for children.
Yeah. Mini trampoline, but a big, like, big handle that they can hold to and bounce. So that is a great idea.
That's a good idea.
This the promising review is, I have a wild 3-year-old who has more energy in one day than I've ever had in my entire life. From sun up to sundown, he is on. They don't have a yard, and so they can't always make it to the playground, especially in the winter. So they pick that up for him when they're stuck inside. And we've had it for 8 months, and it's been a lifesaver, this lady says.
Yeah.
You can fold it up so it's not an eyesore and it's not too big. So, yeah. And, you know, he's not trying to, like, climb onto the couch and run around the coffee tables, she says, which I'm like, wow. I don't miss those days. Here are some things called Crayola globules.
Okay.
And they're these globs, like, just like a ball, but they're sort of sticky and you can throw them to the wall and then they'll kind of, like, creep down the wall. You can throw them to the ceiling and they'll finally will drop, but they don't leave any sticky residue. You know, I think we had these when we were kids, like little spiders that you could throw up.
Yeah. Boom, you throw them and
yeah. So they've readapted those to make them not so gross. I don't know how they won't collect hair though. That's the only thing.
They will. There's nothing. I don't care what the technology is. It's going to collect little pubic hairs.
Gross.
Pet hair. Mike is nodding. Mike, you know I'm right.
Those little sticky hands with the long tails. That's what I remember at that age. And yeah, they were disgusting.
Yes. Bull hair, like dog living, hair.
Yeah,
maybe these are better. I don't know. But no. It says easy to wash and air dry. Mm. And they don't lose their stickiness. Okay? Mm. All right. This one is absolutely fantastic. I love watching these kids play with them. It's the Bonsai Bump and Bounce Body Bumpers.
I'm sorry, what?
The Bonsai Bump and Bounce Body Bumpers. So it's okay. For impromptu sumo tournaments. So it's like a sumo suit. It's like this big inflatable cube that they get into. And then you can just bounce into each other and fall down. But yeah, it's like kind of like similar to those sumo suits for adults that you see, but they're just like these cubes. Pretty cute.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? That would get some energy out of those children.
Yeah, they're running around. Mm-hmm. Now, yeah, you got to be careful of like, don't run into the side of the house and crack your head open. But, you know, if it's in a safe, big area, looks pretty fun to me. And it looks like they are only $17.59 on Amazon a piece.
Oh, that's, that's economical.
Yeah, and it looks like their arms are so constricted in it, like only half of their arms hang out, so they can't grab each other and pull out hair or anything like that.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yes.
You don't need that action going on.
Okay, so now here's another inexpensive toy for kids, if you just joined us, that have endless amounts of energy. It's a pop-to-play foldable indoor slide. It literally pops up in minutes, and it's like an inflatable slide, and it turns any room into a playground. And when it's raining outside, it's great. It also folds down flat for easy storage. This mom says this slide keeps my easily distracted 2-year-old daughter entertained for long periods of time. I thought this would be a great way to help her learn to use a slide on a carpeted surface. She has a blast pushing toys down it. She's become confident at climbing and sliding down herself.
See, awesome. That's the thing right there, Dawn.
Yep.
That's the key right there. My ovaries have tingled a little bit over the last month or so.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, God, am I changing my tune on having a child?
Mm.
But it's that right there, that the constant need for attention and playing. I don't have that. I don't have that energy anymore.
You know what? I think we could do a great experiment maybe in December with why don't you watch Zen for a couple of hours? Alexis is 2 year old. And we could film it. He's three now. Yeah, he just turned three. And maybe we'll see how you feel later. That.
Yeah. Would I need an instant nap? That's what scares me. Okay. And I know Colin's younger. I would just have Colin play with the child. Daddy needs a nap.
God.
No, go ahead.
Okay, no. So here's the next one is a sensory swing. Okay. And it's a really cool, you know, that those acrobatic swings where people do fitness from, like, they hang from the roof.
Oh, like sheets. They hang like, yes.
Okay, so it's sort of like that, except it's a bouncy thing and it's a curved thing like a hammock, but you can hang it from the ceiling. So kids can get in it and spin and bounce, and it's like they can hang off of it and read upside down or whatever they want to do. That is, it looks like that. It's really great. I mean, it looks like a lot of fun for your kids. So I'm going to put this list up on our show links page. So if you're a parent out there that has an active 3-year-old, somebody in your house, or maybe like a husband or something,
mm-hmm.
has endless energy.
I'm going to get that cube for Colin just to have him.
He needs somebody else to bounce off
somebody,
that cube
I
with.
Think he does. I think he does. That's going to do it for us. If you're listening and you're a kid that's being bullied, you go out there and be yourself. Because nobody can tell you you're doing it wrong. Right, Dawn?
That's right. You be you. Hey, stand your ground today. It's a good day to do it because Wednesday's going to be even better if you do. So we love you so much, and we will see you tomorrow. Bye, friends.
It's a beautiful day.